to bring the Korban Pesach, even though it's Shabbos now, you're handling with mitzvahs, Zayed the Shchit is doicha, and Nuwa didn't all the Shvusim are doicha. Because you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. Mashenkin and Yom Tov, Rav Lezer Shittur is, there's only a Rishus to eat. So true, the Torah was matter to do the Malach of the rice of cooking and baking, but that's all. Shvusim, they weren't matter. Rav Lezer still holds the mitzvah is more of a sword to be matter, even the Shvusim. Moratan Yom Rav Lezer. Umali im dichui machshire mitzvah sheliach ha-shchita es ha-shabbos. Madach yulare bidoch yulare du. The machshir of the mitzvah after shchitan Shabbos, he is saved le mitzvah. The mitzvah was already done already. Still, you allowed to do the shvusim. Is a svara la yitcha shouldn't for sure be mutter machshir a mitzvah to do the preparations to doing the mitzvah shelaf nei shchita as a Shabbos that you have to do before the shchitan Shabbos for sure it should be mutter. So Rashi shleyach hashchita is Rashi michul korvov that we said before that the allowed clean out michul korvov. And you're allowed to clean out the kishkas of the animal. That's a shavus. You're cutting it, you're pushing it out of the animal, the two pshutim we had before. That's an issa drabonim. And still will matter it. I was litchet, that's a mitzvah. Even though what? The mitzvah was already done already. So chur for sure, isn't it a svara that before you did the shchitah altogether, you should be allowed to do the shavushim, which is called more sorche gavoya. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Kiva said no. Demali in dicho machshir mitzvah shliach shchita. I tell you know why the Mishnah says you're allowed to do this michu kerovov. You're allowed to clean out the kishkas on Shabbos. It's a Shabbos sherei dochsosa shchita. It's a Shabbos because you already did the shchita. Like once you already started to do the melachas on this animal, so swear you're allowed to finish it off already. Mashenkein tiyoma yitcha machshir mitzvah. Well, we'll soon see the swear a little different. We'll soon see tiyoma, but rather to say. Yitcha machshir mitzvah, but you're allowed to do this hechshir mitzvah of cutting off the abelis on Shabbos, or carrying the animal chutz tchum, or carrying on your shoulders lofneishchi before the shchita. That's a Shabbos. Shloid dochsasa shchita is a Shabbos. You didn't do the shchita yet, so since you didn't start to do the mitzvah yet, enechnami, then you can't start doing any dichuyim. It's only once you already did a dichu, you already did a shchita on Shabbos. You already did the yisra, you started to do the mitzvah of shchita, then it's a svara you could finish off the rest of the mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach. Ve'enachnami, before you started to shef the Korban Pesach, maybe taka the shvusim and taka rasa. That's one svara. Dover ach, another svara is, shem yimsa zevach posel, v'nimsa mechala sa shabbat mafreya. We can't let you carry the animal to the Beis HaMikdash, chutz tchum, carry it samas of the abelis, because maybe later we'll find out it's a psul, and what you did before was still a tzarech, you're mechala shabbat. But after shchita that we know the animal is kosher, then you're allowed to do the shvusim. For the Gemara, Yochid, this is the svara mishkat namel la nishkat. How you let it shech the animal on Shabbos? Shema yimtza zevach psul. Why are we afraid? Maybe b'shas shchita you'll open up and find it's a treifa. You'll find the animal's posel. How you let it make the shchita? Listen, Ella, what do you have to say? That avad v'smuter, that the Torah says Pesach is doich Shabbos. So you're allowed to shech the animal. We're not afraid maybe we become a posel. About your being Isaac now and doing the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is doich Shabbos, you're allowed to do the mitzvahs. So,
on our Samach Tes, we're holding here. Samach Tes, so from the top of the Gemara again, we went yesterday, we got to Tudat. Again, with Omelar of Kiva again, the fourth line. Was a Shaila here, of Kiva is learning out, Shablez in the Mishnah says that the Shavusim are also Doiche Shabbos. Just like you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, who are in the Shavusim carrying the animals also Doiche Shabbos. So where I said, the Omelar of Kiva, the Mali im Dochu Machshire Mitzvah, Tliacha Shchite Echa Shabbos, Shredach Sosai Shchite Echa Shabbos. And Rav Lezer answered back that the Rav Lezer first said, Maduch, that the Shavusim after the Korban is Doiche Shabbos, so then you could do the Shavusim before the Korban should also be Doiche Shabbos. So the Kiva answered back and said, no. You know why after the Shchita you're allowed to do the rest of the Shavusim? So Rashi says either it means cleaning out the Kirbayim, the insides, or Tosfos says it means hek the chalovim, burning of the chalovim, that really you should do it at night. Still we say you're allowed to do it right after the Korban Pesach. I'll tell you why, Rav Kiva says, sharei dochso shchitos es haShabbos. Because you already started to do the shchita on Shabbos. So once on Erev Pesach Shabbos, you did the shchita, once you started to do the Korban, you could finish it off.
aber Tiyama Yitcho Machshire Mitzvah Shlofnei Shchitom Es HaShabbos Shloi Doch Sosei Shchit Es HaShabbos. But Tiyama, you want to say Yitcho Machshire Mitzvah, even the Hechshe Mitzvah that before you started to bring the Korban Shlofnei Shchit Es HaShabbos Yibadrech HaShabbos Shloi Doch Sosei Shchit Es HaShabbos. Maybe no, before we started to bring the Korban Pesach, maybe you can't be Doicha, you can't do any Yisur of the Rabbanans yet, because you didn't start to bring the Korban yet. Maybe only after you bring the Korban can you start doing it. But once you didn't start to bring the Korban yet, you can't do the Shvusim. Shvus HaPesach. So that's the way Rabbi Akiva answers back to Rabbi Eliezer. That is the difference. If you already brought the Korban on Erev Pesach, you could finish doing the rest, whatever you want. But Hashem came before you brought the Korban yet, like in Al Mishnah. Here the question is, you want to carry your animal from Chutz L'Tchum inside, or you want to carry it, or else you want to cut off the yabelis, the growth on the animal, those things are awesome. Dover Acher, another pshat, another shayla was in Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva was, Shema Yimsa Zevech Tosel. Another reason Rabbi Kiva said, a reason why before you bring the Korban Pesach, you can't do any shvusim, any yisurim, because maybe you'll find the korban will be posel. V'nimso mechalas haShabbos l'mafreya. And if the korban is posel, so you're not yotze with this korban pesach. So then the yisurim you did before was levatol in vain. So that's why you can't do any yisurim before you first make the shchita, before you find out the korban is a good korban. That was Rabbi Kiva's taina. Bashenkin, once you brought the korban pesach, afterwards you could do what you want. The korban is a good korban. You could continue doing the korban. But the Gemara name, Ihochi, Mishkat Namelon Ishkat. If this is a svara, how could you make the shchita in the first place? Because I'll tell you, Shema Yimsa Zevach Posel. Maybe B'shash shchita afterwards, you'll open up the Beimah, you'll see it's a treifah. And you're not Mekayim the mitzvah shchita then on the korban pesach. V'nimsa Machalas HaShavas L'mafreya. If you're afraid of this. So what do you have to say? We're not afraid of that. Roll the Hamas HaKosher, and you're going to do a mitzvah now, Shchitas Korban Pesach, so you have a right to take on, everything will be alright. That's why you're allowed to make the Shchita on this Hamas now on Shabbos. So Adin L'chura, the Shvusim, before should also be Mutter. You should be allowed to carry this animal, even though you take it now, Chutz L'Tchum, because it's a serve of the Korban Pesach. So what was Rebbe Kiva's Kasha back to Rebbe Eliezer? The Gemara says, Elo, Ho Omalei Bereisha. First, Rebbe Kiva told back to Rebbe Eliezer like this, Bereisha, that it's a svaram, the shvusim, to carry the animal before the shchit, it's awesome, because maybe you'll find the animal will be puzzled, and you did an avera then. Uparchu, on that Rebbe Eliezer answered back very good. If you're going to be afraid, maybe the animal won't be good, so you can't make the shchitah. On Shabbos, you shouldn't be allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, because you make the shchitah, maybe afterwards you'll see it's a treifah, it's no good the behemah. So the shchit you did, you weren't yotze mitzvahs Korban Pesach. So it was about Tolom. Elamai, we're not afraid of that. Right now you're going to do the mitzvah, it's mutter. So here also, before the Korban, it should be mutter to do the shvusim. For Hodar, then Rabbi Kiva said like this, Omalei, hach tamalei imdichui. Then Rabbi Kiva said a better taina. No, you know which shvusim are mutter only if you brought the Korban Pesach. Because once you started the shchit, you had a heter to bring the korban on Shabbos, then you're allowed to finish doing it. You're allowed to, like Tosi said, either burn the fats on Shabbos, or also the way Rashi learns, you're allowed to clean out the kishkas on Shabbos. That's mutter. Because since you started to do the shchitah, then we say you can continue. Mashen came before you started the shchitah, that's awesome. Before you start the shchitah, no shvusim amutter yet. So that's the machlokes Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah. Rebbe Kiva now brought another raya to say that an issim of the Rabbanon you're not allowed to do the tzarech korban pesach. The moshe of the case was you have your animal and it has a growth on it. With this growth, the korban is possible, so you can't use it for korban pesach. So you want to first cut off the growth. So the Tanakhana holds that's also. Since it's a shmus, you should have done it before Shabbos. You have no right to do it now on Shabbos. And Rebbe Kiva says, I'll bring your raya to this. Hazot Tachiach. Halacha is if somebody is tummy, he touched the maize 7 days ago, and now today is the seventh day, it's Erev Pesach. So, calls the man he's tummy, he can't bring a Korban Pesach. How would it become Tor? He has to go to the mikvah, that's mutter, but we have to sprinkle on him, make Hazot Mechatis. You have to sprinkle on him some of the Mechatis. And that's awesome in the Rabbanon. So, you see, even though it's only awesome in the Rabbanon say you can't sprinkle the Mechatis on him. Because it's also mid Rabbanon, even though this is going to stop him from bringing the Korban Pesach. So that's Rabbi Kiva's Raya. Isur with the Rabbanon, that you could have, this is even a bigger kasha, here you couldn't have even done it before Shabbos. this hazor is even also that you can't do before Shabbos. Still, we say it's not doicha Shabbos. But Kopon, that's Rabbi Akiva's raya, that the Yisurah, the Rabbonis, are not doicha Shabbos. Mar Tanya, Omala Rabbi Eleza. Rabbi Eleza said like this, Akiva, b'shchita shavtani, b'shchita tei misosai. Akiva, you asked me a question from shchita, and from there, misosai means there you're slugged up, there we prove that you are wrong. Because the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said like this, that once I see Hazor is also, so Rabbi Lez asked him back, I shchit is mutter, on Erev Pesach Shabbos you allow to make the shchitah, that's an issue of Yeraisa. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva answered back and said, you know what, maybe Taka's wrong, maybe you're not allowed to make the shchitah. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said, just like I know, you're not allowed to make the Hazor on Shabbos, even though it's only Yosem and the Rabbonin. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva said, who I did, maybe shchitah is also awesome. Maybe you're not allowed to shech the animal or Korban Pesach on Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. On this, Rabbi Lev answered back and said, how could you say that? There's enough in the Pesach with Dashim Sukim, but Mayadoi, that if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, still you can bring the Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Lev, Rabbi Lev said back to Akiva, Akiva, v'shchitei shavtani, you asked me the question from shchita, that you wanted to say, just like you can't do the Azor on Shabbos, you should not be allowed to do the shchita on Shabbos. And b'shchita tei misosai, we prove that you're wrong from this din of shchita, because you're also asking to me, shchita you're allowed to do. The Torah says you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So once I see the melacha the yiraisa of shchita is mutter on Shabbos, who I did the yisurah of the rabbonins should also be mutter on Shabbos. Like in the Mishnah, it should be mutter to carry the animal chutz katchum on Shabbos, it should be mutter. Mor omaloi. So Rabbi Akiva answered back to Rabbi Lez and told him, Al tachfireni b'shas adin. Al tachfireni Rashi, don't be kaifer. Don't deny to me what you taught me b'shas adin when we're having our arguments right now. In other words, kach mekoblanim imoch. Rabbi Akiva is saying, this is what I learned from you. You, Rabbi Lez, the Yugufa taught me this. Kach mekoblanim imoch, that hazor shvusi v'yena derechat Shabbos. Hey, you yourself, Rabbi Akiva, belozom. You Gufa taught me this halacham that Hazor is a shvus. You're not allowed to sprinkle the mechatis on a tomei on Shabbos, and halacham is v'yena derechat Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. So you, Rabbi Lezer, taught this to me. So how could you, Rabbi Lezer, now in the Mishnah say like I'm wrong, Rabbi Kivon, and you're in Rabbi Lezer saying since shchit is mutter, who are then you allowed to do these through the rabbonins? The Hazor is also mutter. You yourself, you, Rabbi Lezer, Gufa taught me to say no, that Hazor is also. The end of the Rechaz Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara v'chi, Miyacha du Agmerei, if Rabbi Lez himself taught this halacha to Rabbi Akiva, he was the one that taught him this halacha, that you're not allowed to make the Hazor on Shabbos, my time of Kohodabe, how come in our Mishnah now, Rabbi Lez was Chayza? In our Mishnah, Rabbi Lez says just the opposite. Rabbi Lez is saying, just like I see the Melacha, the Arise of Shchita, is mutter to do, for the Korban Pesach, who are then all the Shvusim are mutter. So Poshva means Rabbi Lez is arguing and saying no, even Azor is mutter on Shabbos. So it's a steer in Rabbi Lez. First Rabbi Lez taught to Rabbi Kiva that Azor is also to do on Shabbos. And now from our Mishnah's Mashmi Chayzer, he retracted his statement and saying no, you are allowed to make the Azor on Shabbos. So my time occurred today, why was Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Lez Chayzer? So Gemara says like this, Omar Ula, Rabbi Eliezer ki agmerei da hazor de truma agmerei. That Rabbi Eliezer taught Rabbi Kiva this halacha, that you're not allowed to sprinkle the mechatas on somebody on Shabbos, he was talking about a kohen that's tomei, true, and now he wants to be able to teach truma. That's all he wants to do. So if a kohen is tomei mace, the kohen touched the mace 7 days ago, he touched the mace on Shabbos, so now he's tomei for 7 days, or touched the mace on Sunday, so the seventh day is on Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, the Kohen wants to become Tor, that he should be able to eat his Truma. So here we say, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lezer learned, you're not allowed to make the Azor on Shabbos. You're not allowed to sprinkle the Mechatas on this Kohen to enable them to eat the Truma. Why? The Truma Gufa Ladachi Shabbos. Because the Loch Ridge, you're not allowed to be Mafish Trumas on Shabbos. If somebody has this fruit, this Tevel, fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael, that you did not take off Trumas and Maisas before Shabbos, Midrabbonon, you're not allowed to take off the Truma Maisis on Shabbos. Midrabbonon looks like kicking monom, like you've been misak in the Paris. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So since you're not allowed to take off the Truma on Shabbos, Pshitom, you're not allowed to make the Azor
there's to sprinkle the mechatas on the person. That Rashi in the Mishnah says that's also awesome mid rabbanon, because it looks like a tikkun. It looks like you want to be mesakin the person. So since truma itself you can't take off on Shabbos, shitti you can't make tazor on Shabbos. That's what Rebbe Lezer is learned. Rashi says, hazor the truma. If a kohen wants to become tor in order to eat truma, that's when Rebbe Lezer taught Rebbe Akiva the leidach yeshabis, that you're not allowed to sprinkle the mechatis on this person, this kohen. Do afreshosa truma gufo leidach yeshabis, because even the take off the truma itself is not doich yeshabis. So melo dazor is also not doich yeshabis. Rebbe says Rebbe Akiva nami, so of zoi. The truma gufa l'dach Shabbos. Now Rabbi Kiva nami lo yisvei hazor the truma. Rabbi Kiva nami ki yisvei. When Rabbi Kiva went to ask the question back to Rabbi Lezer, hazor the truma yisvei. He meant to ask him the kasha from hazor of truma. That is also she mitzvah. L'chur it's a mitzvah ti truma. And still you say, you're not allowed to sprinkle the mechatas on the kohen, because it's an issa d'rabbonon, v'mishrim shvus in an issa d'rabbonon. So you see, any issa d'rabbonon is not mutter even b'mokah mitzvah. That was Rabbi Kiva's kasha back to Rabbi Lezer. So the Mara says, of who suffer? But Rabbi Lezer himself, what did he think? Rabbi Lezer himself thought that hazor the pesach ha-moisav lei. Rabbi Lezer thought that Rabbi Kiva is asking him a question from hazor the pesach, to the now case, where a Yisrael is a Tomei Neis, and it came the seventh day of Erev Pesach, and it's a question now, could he bring his Korban Pesach or not? So if we're going to make the Hazor, he'll become Tor, and he'll be allowed to bring his Korban Pesach. So Rebbe Lezer holds for sure that's Mutter, and Rebbe Lezer thought that Rebbe Kiva was asking him a question from this. And really, Rebbe Kiva was not asking him from that. Rebbe Kiva was only asking him from the case that Hazor Letruma, that's what's awesome. But Enechnami, for this could be his Moedah. But this is made that if a person wants to bring his Korban Pesach, just like the Shechit of the Korban Pesach is Derech Shabbos, maybe the Azor is also Derech Shabbos. What? In the Beis Hamikdash outside, I think he was standing in the Ezra's Noshim, because he couldn't come inside. So he was standing outside the Ezra's Noshim. He's out, Tommy May is now coming to Machna Shechina. The Machne Shechina starts in Ezra Yisrael, that starts Machne Shechina. So he had to be standing outside Machne Yisrael, outside Machne Shechina. But in the Har HaBayis, he was allowed to come. That's where they made the Azul. It's a Machlokes. This Shavuos is Mochum. We'll see in the Gemara why. This Shavuos is here. Usually you're right, most Shavuos are not, but there are some Shavuos that were not even the Mikdash also. This Hazor, this Issa was even in the Beis Hamikdash, right? Weiter. Mosiv Rabba. So Rabbi has cast like this. That no, you can't say that. Heshav Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva answered back. The Yomer said like this. Hazois Tomei Meis Techiach. It says clearly that when Rabbi Kiva asked the question back to Rabbi Lezer, he was talking about the Azor of Tomei Meis. He brought a right from Tomei Meis. Shechal Shvi Yishaloi Lios Peshabbos. Be'er Uver of Pesach. We're talking about that this person now, his seventh day, that this is the day he could become Torah, comes out on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. And now, what does he need to mitar himself? He has to have this Azor, he has to sprinkle the Mechatas on him. She mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for this person to become Torah, because he wants to bring the Korban Pesach. Kol Zaman, he's told me, he can't bring the Korban Pesach. So it's a mitzvah for this person to have the Azor done to him, so he can bring the Korban Pesach. V'im Yishum Shavus. Now, what's stopping us from doing the Hazor? Why can't we sprinkle the Mechatas on him? It's only Nisim Rabbonin. It's only Mishum Shavus. And still, Rabbi Kiva learns the din is the Eina Doiches Shabbos. It's not Doiches Shabbos. So you see clearly, Rabbi Kiva himself asked the Kashem to Rabbi Lezer from the case of Hazor of a Korban Pesach, that even the Tzur of Korban Pesach, still you're not allowed to do the Hazor on Shabbos. So Mor says Elo Vade Avade cases like this Hazor de Pesach Agmere. When Rabbi Lezer himself taught Rabbi Kiva, he taught him even this halachim Hazor for Korban Pesach. If a person is Tomei, and today is Erev Pesach, and he wants to become Tor, still, if it's Shabbos now, you're not allowed to do the Azor. The Azor is Osar, even where it's Megayet Erev Pesach. For the Gemara, V'chim Yachad Yagmarei, if Rebbe Lezer himself taught this halacha to Rebbe Kiva, or the Zoi, my time of Kipporach Lei, Why did Rabbi Akiva ask back this question to Rabbi Eliezer? Why did Rabbi Eliezer ask the question back to Rabbi Akiva? If Rabbi Eliezer himself knew this halacha, that Hazor Tag was also to do on Shabbos, why did Rabbi Eliezer now Mishnah say no? He says, Maduch the Shechit of the Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, Avadali, this is the Rabbonim of Hazor should be Doicha Shabbos. I, Rabbi Eliezer himself, held it was also. If the Gemara, my time the Kapor Chlei Rabbi Eliezer, have the Gemara Rabbi Eliezer Gomra Yisakalei. And Echnamni, Rabbi Eliezer forgot his learning. He forgot his Gemara. The Yosser Rabbi Kiva Liat Kurei, Gemara. And Rabbi Kiva came to remember him, to remind him what he taught us. So really, Rabbi Eliezer Metchila Nud Alokha that Hazor Zosser. And he taught it to Rabbi Kiva. Just later, Rabbi Eliezer forgot it. So Rabbi Kiva came to teach him back and tell him he should know, Hazor, you yourself told me, Hazor Zosa. Rashi says, all the Gemara Zosa now, Avodah Zarah says like this, that Rabbi Eliezer forgot something, and Rabbi Kiva's Talmud came to remind him. So the Mara of a name of the Hedja, why didn't Rabbi Kiva tell directly to Rabbi Eliezer, what are you arguing on me? You yourself taught me that Hazor is not doing Shabbos. And the Gemara, Sova Lav Orchariya. It's not nice to say that. It's not nice to go to your Rebbe and tell him so openly you made a mistake or you forgot your learning. That's why openly he didn't want to tell it to him. He did a B'derech Kavod just to say that you should know Hazor for sure is awesome. Like that's why in our Mishnah even, like Rebbe Kiva wanted to show how strong he holds that Hazor is not Deicha Shabbos, that's why in our Mishnah Rebbe Kiva says such a modern statement. He said, once I know that you can't do the Hazor, maybe even the Shchit you can't do. Which even though Pshita Shchita is Mutter, because that's a Pasuk, he just meant to say how clearly he knows this halacha that Hazor for sure is Osir. And I'm even ready to say that once Hazor is Osir, maybe Shchita should also be Osir. But he only meant to say that just to teach Rabbi Eliezer that this halacha is clearly, that on Erev Pesach Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the Hazor. To sprinkle the person, that's the Osir. For the Gemara, the Hazor, my time Ladochi Shabbos, what's the reason? Why not? What's so wrong with making Hazor, sprinkling this mechatas on this person's tummy? Michti, tiltula bi'almu de titchi. It's only an issue rabbonim, like you're only tilting, you're only moving around the mechatas. So Gemara's mashmir, it's like muksa. Even though Rashi and the Mishnah says it's mitam tikkun, but the rabbonim, it looks like you're being a sack and you're fixing something. Like now this person is tummy. What's going to make him able to eat the Korban Pesach? If you make the Mechatis, you sprinkle it on him. So sprinkling the Mechatis looks like you're fixing up the person. So with the Rabbonin, that's an Isser. But I call upon him, it's only Yosem the Rabbonin. Because our Gemara says, Lashon Tiltul. You're just moving it. Like you're not doing any real Malach. There's no Isser D'oraisa. You're just taking the Mechatis, this water, that you have it ready from before where you burnt the Paraduma, and with the Yeshiv, you put it into water. So all you want to do now is just sprinkle the water. What's wrong? Good asosim of the Rabbonin. But why want the Rabbonin makel here? But mock him a Korban Pesach. And for Titzchi Shabbos. Titzchi Shabbos. And for the Mishum Pesach. For sure, on a Shabbos, an Erev Pesach, you should be allowed to make the Yazor. Today you should be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Or my Rabbis, Rabbi answered like this. Gzeira Shemi Yitlenu V'Yavrenu Arbamas Mishus Rabbin. We're afraid maybe you come to carry this through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and be over Nisa D'oraisa. Therefore, with the Rabbonon, like you were saying, even in the Beis Hamikdash, still they make this Gezerah, you're not allowed to carry the Mechatis. We're afraid maybe you carry a Dal Damas Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Yeah. Freddy Gemara. Well, the Rabbi Eliezer, though, Navre, this is a good terrace, maybe according to us, according to Rabbi Kiva, why this Shvus is Osir. Of according to Rabbi Eliezer, his sheet himself, it should be mutter even to carry the Mechatas through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. To Omer Rabbi Eliezer's sheet always is, in Shabbos we have by Milo, that Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is, Machshire Mitzvah Doichines HaShabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds even a Hechshire Mitzvah is Doichines HaShabbos. The Moshe La Milo, a kid that has to have his Milo on Shabbos. We have less old, if you didn't make the knife before Shabbos, on Shabbos you're allowed to even make the knife. You're allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos to the Makom Amila. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Eliezer holds, any time the mitzvah itself is Deicha Shabbos, the Hechsher for the mitzvah is also Deicha Shabbos. You're even allowed to carry the knife. So here, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the Korban.
So if you're allowed to bring the korban, how come the hechsher is not mutter? You should also be allowed to even carry the mechatis to this person to make the azor. So how could you say it's also because it's a zero, maybe you come to carry to the Rishas Rabin? According to Rabbi Lezer, that should be mutter. Rabbi Lezer Shittur is hechsher nitzu zecher Shabbos. And the Gemara Amri, first Gemara wants it like this. Hani mili, when do we say this yisoid, that a hechsher mitzvah deicha Shabbos, not only the mitzvah milo, not only the mitzvah korban pesach deicha Shabbos, but anything you need for the korban pesach is also deicha Shabbos? Hecha de gavra gufa chazion. Where the person is roi, he has the chiyuv, he is responsible to bring the korban pesach. Or regular tinnik, it's the eighth day now, there's a chiyuv to make a bris milo on this kid. The ro michyuv yalei, there's a chiyuv to make it. To bring the Korban Pesach today, you're a person that's tor, so you have a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach. A person that's tor, now we say, let's say he left his Korban outside the Tchum. He's got to carry it into the Beis HaMikdash. He's allowed to carry it to do an Issur D'oraisa according to Rabbi Lezer. Because since this person is tor, and he has a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach, he's allowed to do the Hechsher Mitzvah. Avolochom, here we're talking about this person that's a Tamei Meis. This person touched the mate 7 days ago, and he's still tummy right now. So right now, the gavra gufa lechazion. Right now, this person is tummy. He's not able to bring a korban pesach right now. Le'rom yechiyuv yalei. The male, this person right now has no chiyuv to bring a korban pesach. So what are we saying? We're saying though, let us sprinkle the mechatas upon this person. That will make the person tor. Once the person is tor, now we'll have a chiyuv to bring a korban pesach. But we're saying, no, you can't do that, even according to Rabbi Lezer. Because we're afraid, if you sprinkle the water, maybe you'll come to carry through the Shasharabim, which will be Nisi D'Raisa. That's called the Hechsher Mitzvah. No, right now, when you're carrying the Mechatis, it's not called the Hechsher Mitzvah. Because this person right now is still Tomei. Kol Zaman, the person is Tomei, he has no Chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach. So that right now, this person has no Chiyuv, Rabbi Lezer doesn't say, Hechsher Mitzvah Zoichem. It's only by a healthy baby, or else by a person that's Torah, he has the chiyah to do the korban, then even the hechsher is doicher. Omar Rabba. So Rabba said, L'divir Reb Lez, according to the Svara, Kotin Bor, if you have a healthy kid, Mechamen Lechamen Lavroisei, Ulamoyle B'Shabbos, you're allowed to heat up water for this kid, today that when you make the bris milah, the hot water will make him healthy again. So Rashi learns, Kotin Bori, Devalav Rechitza Roy Lomel. If the kid is a healthy baby, even without washing him, he could have a bris milah. So Mela, right now he's mechuyiv to make the bris milah. It'll be saying Mechamel Lechamel B'Shabbos Koyde Milah. You're allowed to heat up the water from before Shabbos. Lav Roysa that Rashi Leos Bori Bechazik. To make like even stronger. Like the meaning of the Gemara was, before you gave the bris milah, you used to wash him in hot water. So we'll soon see the Churus and Mudna case. Like if the guy is healthy, you don't need, doesn't need the hot water. So why are you allowed to do it? But the Bible was saying now, if the kid is healthy, there's a chiyuv milah, you're allowed to make the hot water for him. So chazilei, mashenken katan choylef, you have a sick kid, ein mechamel lechamel avroisei, ulamoylei. Right now, he's sick. So when he's sick right now, he's not a mechuyiv milah. There's no chiyuv kuach nefesh, you'll kill the guy to make the milah now. What do you want to do? First, you want to give this guy, this baby, a hot bath. If you give him a hot bath, that will make him healthy. Once he's healthy, now we'll have a chiyuv to make a bris milah. So that's also to do on Shabbos then. You're not allowed to heat up this water. Because right now the kid is sick. If you have a sick kid, you can't make a bris milah right now. So he's called Einam Achuyiv, it should be us to heat up the water. So tomorrow, don't let Chazilei. Because right now that he's sick, he's not Chazit to make a bris milah. So for this sick kid, you shouldn't have had to warm up that water. Omar Rabbah, so Rabbah said like this, he answered back, Mamona Shach. We bury you, if the kid is a healthy kid, why do you have to heat up the water first in order to give him a hot bath? Who needs it? You tell him now the guy is healthy. So it means right now the kid is mechuyev to have a bris milah done to him. So what do I need hot water to heat him up to give him a bath for? So, if he's able to have the bris milah now, there's no sakona, so there's no heta to heat up the hot water now. Elo Amar Rabbah, Rabbah said like this, no. In the Gemara's times, any kid, if you don't wash him off, give him a hot bath before the milah, he's a choyle, you can't give him a bris milah. You have to give him a hot bath, at least wash off the makam milah, at least, with hot water before the milah. So milah, the din is, echot katan bari, whether this kid is a healthy kid, so what? But negev to milah, if you don't wash off his aver with hot water, I'm not sure if it means the whole body, or just the makam milah, if you don't wash him off with hot water, he's a sick kid, you can't make the milah. The yechud, therefore, him also you're not allowed to heat up the water before the milam. Because now that you don't have hot water, so even though he's a healthy baby, but you're not allowed to give him a bris milah now. Because before you wash him off there, he's not roy for milah. So right now the kid is called not roy for bris milah, so you're not allowed to heat up the water on Shabbos. The only answer is you have to have hot water heated up from before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you wash him off, and then you make the milah. But whether the kid is a healthy kid, the yechot kotin chole, whether the kid is a sick kid, is a locha that should come out, ain mechamel lechamel avroisoi. You're not allowed to heat up the water in order to bathe him ulamoyle b'Shabbos, in order to make him able to receive the bris milah. Why? Dolechazia. Because right now you're telling me that's the mitzvah the Gemara finds at least. Before you gave the baby a hot bath, he wasn't roy to have a bris milah. So right now he's not roy. So melo, there's no din. You can't be doyech a Shabbos for him. Say that's not according to Rabbi Lezer. If you don't have the hot water from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to heat it up on Shabbos. And Lamaisa also, we aren't. Lamaisa, we don't need the hot water. But if you would need hot water, be also to heat it up on Shabbos now. Better don't do the bris milah. It's not doyech a Shabbos then. Eisvei. Eisvei Abai. Abai Yetakashi now. Zalochom oral shaloi mol. If an oral, that means a person, an older person, never had a bris milah done to him. Let's say his first two brothers were died b'shas milah, so they pushed off his milah. But I call upon him, he's an oral. Is onish koris. If it comes now Erev Pesach, and he does not bring a korban Pesach, you should know he's mechuyev koris. Divrei Rebbe Lezer. Dazayat Rebbe Lezer. So the question is why? Why is this person have a mechuyev koris? This person's an oral right now. He didn't have a bris milah. So right now he's not mechuyev to bring a korban Pesach right now. A person that's an orla has mechuyev to bring a korban Pesach. Still the Rebbe Lezer holds, if he doesn't bring it, what does that mean he doesn't bring it? It means if the person doesn't make a bris milah on himself right now, Erev Pesach, and doesn't bring his korban Pesach, he's chayev koris. The kasha why? For hocho de gavra gufo lechazia. This person right now, they didn't have a bris milah yet, he's not worth bringing a korban Pesach. He's an oral can't bring a korban Pesach. For katoni yonish koris. And still Rebbe Lezer says, no, we tell this person, you go fast. Make a bris milah on yourself right now. Make yourself roy to bring a korban Pesach. And you have a chiyuv to bring it. And if you don't bring it, you have a chiyuv koris for not bringing it. Alma, what do we see? Ram yechiyuv yalei. This person has a chiyuv to bring a korban Pesach. Ah, you're an oral. So what? Get rid of it. Make a bris milah on you. So here the same shot should be by us also. If a person had touched a mace 7 days ago, and the seventh day now is Erev Pesach Shabbos. So right now, what do you want to say? He's not mechuyev to bring a korban Pesach because he's tamei? No. Let's say he is mechuyev to bring a korban Pesach. Why? Because he has a way to make himself roy. All he has to do is, they should sprinkle the mechates on him, and he'll go to the mikvah today, and he'll become tor. Then he could bring a korban Pesach. So it's a bad kasha on Rebbe Lezer. Why does Rebbe Lezer say that if a person is tamei, mace, this seventh day on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to make Hazor? Why? Because right now, since he's Tomei, he's not mechuyev to bring Korban Pesach. Here you see, not like that. Here you see a person that's an Oral. He didn't have a bris milah done to him. We say he's mechuyev to bring Korban Pesach. Ad kedei kasher, if he doesn't bring it, he has a chiyuv koris for not bringing it. Sa'al nerom mechuyev yolei. So Abizai, it's a kasher and Rebbe Lezer then. If yo, the person is mechuyev to bring the Korban, so Abizai, so why can't he make the Hazor then? Why isn't Hazor doich Shabbos? According to Rebbe Lezer, Hechshe Mitzvah is Doich HaShabbos. On my Rabbis, Rabbi answered like this, Kisova Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds, Ein Shoichtin V'Zorchin Al Tomei Sheretz. I tell you, you're not allowed to make his Rikom a Korban Pesach Al Tomei Sheretz. If somebody is Tomei one day, today... We'll soon see what it means. If he holds, Ein Shoichtin V'Zorchin Al Tomei Sheretz.